our radio geekery for today. Thank you, Jennifer, once again for connecting us with Elizabeth Deliquest and bringing us that amazing interview.
Yeah, I should let listeners to the radio show know that if you want to hear the full-length version of that interview, we had so much fun talking with Elizabeth.
You're listening to WGSC.
The 90.7 FM.
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Germantown. Wyndham.
Greenville.
Schoharie.
Green County.
Bradford. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haynes Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ankrum.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Hudson, New York.
I just heard some terrible news, honey.
What's that, dear?
WGXC is going off the air.
Oh, no, they didn't get my donation of 45 cents and a cup of old coffee.
Ah, well, you can go to the website, wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and give them a donation. You can do it monthly, online, by check. You can even give them your stocks.
Oh, I'm not giving them my stocks, honey. My Apple stock just went up.
Oh, you love that Apple stock.
Oh, and I love apples and peaches from the orchards of the Hudson Valley.
Oh, boy.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can you say no to that?
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and happy new year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lee Jamison in Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
About the Campbell. Did you... I got it. Campbell appeared. 3 minutes. Hitting him.
Hello there. Is that Eddie?
Oh. Oh, hello! Who's that, Professor?
Yeah, man, what's happening there in England?
Oh, damn good to hear you, Helby. Nothing at all, save a boring bloody music on the radio. You know how one loves one's black music.
I mean, they're playing the same thing that they were playing same, 5 years ago.
Same old thing, dear fellow.
Oh, shit. What so you ain't got no choice on the radio.
Well, no choice is no bloody choice, you know? So, what are you doing at the moment yourself, old fella?
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it out. I wanna get it played over there. I think the people ought to hear it, you know?
What is it like? What is it exactly?
Well, you could call it what you like. I don't have a name for it, but it sounds something like this. Have a listen.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
And nursing apart, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it. Tonight, what heights we'll hit.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lemongrass. Cumin. Allspice. Grains of grains, Hermes de la Provence, and of course, garam masala. Thank you all of you for joining me for another episode of Beyond the Behind, where we take a deep look into the past to find the future, and vice versa. At the end of last week's episode, I asked you to procure a vanilla bean, 3 Logan berries, and Montreal steak seasoning, which we have here. Now, if you have those at the ready, go ahead and add them to your mortar and pestle and give them a good joining, awakening the soul of the spice. And now, as you see the ghosts rise from the bowl, inhale. Our minds and our chakras are now open, ready to receive messages from the world beyond our studio, and our phone lines are always wide open, ready for your call. Ask me, pray tell, how has the implementation of last week's lesson gone for you? Is the world reforming itself before your eyes? I am Cilantro Mahoney, and I am ready for you. Oh, and there's our first caller. Hello, my angel. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
Hello? Is this really Cilantro?
Yes, in the flesh and on your TV screen.
I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you.
And my birthmark is still here?
Big deal.
But you promised.
My child, I...
You said that if I killed the person who hurt me in my past life, my birthmark would go away. That this hairy, throbbing mass, my giant congenital nevus that covers my nose and eyes, you said, here, I wrote it down, you said, I'm a ugly, beastly freak because my body remembers what happened to me before I was me.
The spice works in mysterious ways.
No mystery. I found them. All of them. In a series of interconnected school buses buried deep in the Cave of the Winds. And I saw tapes. I saw them doing to new kids what my dreams told me they did to me. Caged, hooked up to tentacled machines, harvesting their pain and their dreams. They put the pain into tchotchkes and dreams into squashes and sell them at the roadside stands at souvenir shops along with their pastel-colored honey. What have they done to those bees? Tourists don't understand the allure of these tchotchkes, but they'll buy. Even when they didn't think they bought them, they leave the shop and look down into their bag, and there they are staring back at them, mocking them. No returns.
So, let's talk about that birthmark.
I barely made it out alive. I burned it to the ground, or should I say, in the ground. Kids and all, no one should have to live with the kind of shit that was done to my past self. Killing everyone was better than letting one child suffer with memory.
But your birthmark persists. As we know, everyone, our bodies carry memories of past consciousnesses, of selves before we were who we are, from when we were who we were before we were us. These relics of our many existences manifest as birthmarks, and birthmarks are a living record. We are who is we are we, and vice versa. If we rid this plane of those who abused us in our past lives, these relics are whisked away like saffron in a sandstorm.
It's only gotten worse. My birthmark is growing. I lay down to sleep at night and I can feel the brown spreading. And with it, hairs bursting out of my skin like needles through leather. I'm more beast than human at this point. My hands are so dense with hair that I've somehow got fleas nested between my fingers. This birthmark is becoming me. Soon it will crawl up my neck and down my throat. So damn itchy.
Have you considered that you could have been mistaken?
Have you?
Mayor, are you in there?
Is there a disturbance?
Mayor, we know you've been hiding out in this motel for weeks.
No, I... The mayor?
Are those jars of piss on the windowsill? Pissing in jars during a jar shortage. What an animal. Officer Tony, I'm going around back. Stay here in case the mayor makes an appearance.
Okay, Sarge.
I'm the mayor.
I sense a reckoning.
I'm the mayor.
A typhoon is coming for you. You are reckless. You are worthless. You are Le Bête, birthmark or not. I hear the thoughts running through your little beast brain, and they are pitiful. Did you forget I know everything? I know who you are. I know what you have done. All politicians are animals.
I am the mayor.
You are nothing.
I'm the mayor.
If your name cannot be pronounced...
I'm the mayor with the unpronounceable name.
You should be pronounced dead.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
Hey, Sarge, you okay in there?
Get in here, Tony. You're gonna want to see this.
Oh, man.
Isn't this the beast you showed me a picture of? The one who diddled you at the circus as a kid.
That sure could be. Look, I loved that beast until I realized I was being taken advantage of.
Better call the coroner, or should we call a veterinarian? Radio's in the car. I'm gonna sit here with the body. It has soft fur. Reminds me of a baby I once had, a long, long time ago.
12, sounds like we've lost our caller. If you'd like to resume our conversation, as always, just dial the number at the bottom of the screen, and a charge of $5.69 per minute will be added to your phone bill. Thank you, all of my children, for being loyal viewers of this program. We'll be back in a few minutes with today's lesson. Head to your kitchen now for some chicory and fenugreek to harness their psychic and digestive potentials. But first, a word from our wonderful sponsors.
This has been a presentation from the Psychic Network Niagara. Programming is made possible by our sponsors, Loganberry Fountain Drink, a great beverage for all living beings, and Omega Fuck Spices. For all your spice needs, try Omega Fuck brand. Featuring a full range of herbs and spices like oregano, paprika, and our most popular product, salt. Around midnight tonight, the Niagara County Coroner's Office will report that the body of the mayor with an unpronounceable name is missing. He will state that the chest freezer the body was stuffed in was blasted open from the inside, and that the steel bars in the morgue windows were bent open, and a trail of big, hairy footprints led all the way to City Hall. Tomorrow morning, everything will go back to normal, and you will not remember this episode. All government and administrative operations will function smoothly. Reports will go in, reports will go out, budgets will be considered, and fines will be levied or dismissed. The beast must live on. The beast is necessary. Without the beast, our city will spiral into chaos and despair. Viva la bête! This is the real lesson of the day. Bergamot and Chives, on the count of three, go.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris.
I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The Art Park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The Study Center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra Broadcast Studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
You got to try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
We're continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Stop the do.
right? So then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lemongrass.
Cumin.
Allspice.
Grains of grain.
Hermes de la Provence.
And of course, garam masala. Thank you all of you for joining me for another episode of Beyond the Behind. where we take a deep look into the past to find the future, and vice versa. At the end of last week's episode, I asked you to procure a vanilla bean, 3 Logan berries, and Montreal steak seasoning, which we have here. Now, if you have those at the ready, go ahead and add them to your mortar and pestle and give them a good joining, awakening the soul of the spice. And now, as you see the ghosts rise from the bowl, inhale. Our minds and our chakras are now open, ready to receive messages from the world beyond our studio, and our phone lines are always wide open, ready for your call. Ask me, pray tell, how has the implementation of last week's lesson gone for you? Is the world reforming itself before your eyes? I am Cilantro Mahoney, and I am ready for you. Oh, and there's our first caller. Hello, my angel. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
Hello? Is this really Cilantro?
Yes, in the flesh and on your TV screen.
I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you.
And my birthmark is still here?
Big deal.
But you promised.
My child,
You said that if I killed the person who hurt me in my past life, my birthmark would go away. That this hairy, throbbing mass, my giant congenital nevus that covers my nose and eyes, you said, here, I wrote it down, you said, I'm a ugly, beastly freak because my body remembers what happened to me before I was me.
The spice works in mysterious ways.
No mystery. I found them. All of them, in a series of interconnected school buses buried deep in the Cave of the Winds. And I saw tapes. I saw them doing to new kids what my dreams told me they did to me. Caged, hooked up to tentacled machines, harvesting their pain and their dreams. They put the pain into tchotchkes and dreams into squashes and sell them at the roadside stands at souvenir shops along with their pastel-colored honey. What have they done to those bees? Tourists don't understand the allure of these tchotchkes, but they'll buy. Even when they didn't think they bought them, they leave the shop and look down into their bag, and there they are staring back at them, mocking them. No returns.
So, let's talk about that birthmark.
I barely made it out alive. I burned it to the ground, or should I say, in the ground. Kids and all, no one should have to live with the kind of shit that was done to my past self. Killing everyone was better than letting one child suffer with memory.
But your birthmark persists. As we know, everyone, our bodies carry memories of past consciousnesses, of selves before we were who we are, from when we were who we were before we were us. These relics of our many existences manifest as birthmarks, and birthmarks are a living record. We are who is we are we, and vice versa. If we rid this plane of those who abused us in our past lives, these relics are whisked away like saffron in a sandstorm.
It's only gotten worse. My birthmark is growing. I lay down to sleep at night and I can feel the brown spreading. And with it, hairs bursting out of my skin like needles through leather. I'm more beast than human at this point. My hands are so dense with hair that I've somehow got fleas nested between my fingers. This birthmark is becoming me. Soon it will crawl up my neck and down my throat. So damn itchy.
Have you considered that you could have been mistaken?
Have you?
Mayor, are you in there?
Is there a disturbance?
Mayor, we know you've been hiding out in this motel for weeks.
No, I... The mayor?
Are those jars of piss on the windowsill? Pissing in jars during a jar shortage. What an animal. Officer Tony, I'm going around back. Stay here in case the mayor makes an appearance.
Okay, Sarge.
I'm the mayor.
I sense a reckoning.
I'm the mayor.
A typhoon is coming for you. You are reckless. You are worthless. You are Lebet, birthmark or not. I hear the thoughts running through your little beast brain, and they are pitiful. Did you forget I know everything? I know who you are. I know what you have done. All politicians are animals.
I am the mayor.
You are nothing.
I'm the mayor.
If your name cannot be pronounced...
I'm the mayor with the unpronounceable name.
You should be pronounced dead.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor.
Mayor. Mayor.
Hey, Sarge, you okay in there?
Get in here, Tony. You're gonna want to see this.
Oh, man.
Isn't this the beast you showed me a picture of? The one who diddled you at the circus as a kid.
That sure could be. Look, I loved that beast until I realized I was being taken advantage of.
Better call the coroner, or should we call a veterinarian? Radio's in the car. I'm going to sit here with the body. It has soft fur. Reminds me of a baby I once had a long, long time ago.
Well, sounds like we've lost our caller. If you'd like to resume our conversation, as always, just dial the number at the bottom of the screen. And a charge of $5.69 per minute will be added to your phone bill. Thank you, all of my children, for being loyal viewers of this program. We'll be back in a few minutes with today's lesson. Head to your kitchen now for some chicory and fenugreek to harness their psychic and digestive potentials. But first, a word from our wonderful sponsors.
This has been a presentation from the Psychic Network Niagara. Programming is made possible by our sponsors, Loganberry Fountain Drink, a great beverage for all living beings, and Omega Fuck Spices. For all your spice needs, try Omega Fuck brand. Featuring a full range of herbs and spices like oregano, paprika, and our most popular product, salt. Around midnight tonight, the Niagara County Coroner's Office will report that the body of the mayor with an unpronounceable name is missing. He will state that the chest freezer the body was stuffed in was blasted open from the inside, and that the steel bars in the morgue windows were bent open, and a trail of big, hairy footprints led all the way to City Hall. Tomorrow morning, everything will go back to normal, and you will not remember this episode. All government and administrative operations will function smoothly. Reports will go in, reports will go out, budgets will be considered, and fines will be levied or dismissed. The beast must live on. The beast is necessary. Without the beast, our city will spiral into chaos and despair. Viva la bête. This is the real lesson of the day. Broken Mountain Chives, on the count of three, go.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine. Or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
Hey, man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh, yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. All right, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Bacon, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Most greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Most greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar. WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights. This is it. We'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lemongrass. Cumin. Allspice. Grains of grains, Hermes de la Provence, and of course, garam masala. Thank you all of you for joining me for another episode of Beyond the Behind, where we take a deep look into the past to find the future, and vice versa. At the end of last week's episode, I asked you to procure a vanilla bean, three loganberries, and Montreal steak seasoning, which we have here. Now, if you have those at the ready, go ahead and add them to your mortar and pestle and give them a good joining, awakening the soul of the spice. And now, as you see the ghosts rise from the bowl, inhale. Our minds and our chakras are now open, ready to receive messages from the world beyond our studio, and our phone lines are always wide open, ready for your call. Ask me, pray tell, how has the implementation of last week's lesson gone for you? Is the world reforming itself before your eyes? I am Cilantro Mahoney, and I am ready for you. Oh, and there's our first caller. Hello, my angel. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
Hello? Is this really Cilantro?
Yes, in the flesh and on your TV screen.
I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you.
And my birthmark is still here?
Big deal.
But you promised.
My child, I...
You said that if I killed the person who hurt me in my past life, my birthmark would go away. That this hairy, throbbing mass, my giant congenital nevus that covers my nose and eyes, you said, here, I wrote it down, you said, I'm a ugly beastly freak because my body remembers what happened to me before I was me.
The spice works in mysterious ways.
No mystery. I found them, all of them, in a series of interconnected school buses buried deep in the Cave of the Winds. And I saw tapes. I saw them doing to new kids what my dreams told me they did to me. Caged, hooked up to tentacled machines, harvesting their pain and their dreams. They put the pain into tchotchkes and dreams into squashes and sell them at the roadside stands at souvenir shops along with their pastel-colored honey. What have they done to those bees? Tourists don't understand the allure of these tchotchkes, but they'll buy. Even when they didn't think they bought them, they leave the shop and look down into their bag, and there they are staring back at them, mocking them. No returns.
So, let's talk about that birthmark.
I barely made it out alive. I burned it to the ground, or should I say, in the ground. Kids and all, no one should have to live with the kind of shit that was done to my past self. Killing everyone was better than letting one child suffer with memory.
But your birthmark persists. As we know, everyone, our bodies carry memories of past consciousnesses, of selves before we were who we are, from when we were who we were before we were us. These relics of our many existences manifest as birthmarks, and birthmarks are a living record. We are who is we are we, and vice versa. If we rid this plane of those who abused us in our past lives, these relics are whisked away like saffron in a sandstorm.
It's only gotten worse. My birthmark is growing. I lay down to sleep at night and I can feel the brown spreading. And with it, hairs bursting out of my skin like needles through leather. I'm more beast than human at this point. My hands are so dense with hair that I've somehow got fleas nested between my fingers. This birthmark is becoming me. Soon it will crawl up my neck and down my throat. So damn itchy.
Have you considered that you could have been mistaken?
Have you?
Mayor, are you in there?
Is there a disturbance?
Mayor, we know you've been hiding out in this motel for weeks.
No, I... The mayor?
Are those jars of piss on the windowsill? Pissing in jars during a jar shortage. What an animal. Officer Tony, I'm going around back. Stay here in case the mayor makes an appearance.
Okay, Sarge.
I'm the mayor.
I sense a reckoning.
I'm the mayor.
A typhoon is coming for you. You are reckless. You are worthless. You are Le Bête, birthmark or not. I hear the thoughts running through your little beast brain, and they are pitiful. Did you forget I know everything? I know who you are. I know what you have done. All politicians are animals.
I am the mayor.
You are nothing.
I'm the mayor.
If your name cannot be pronounced...
I'm the mayor with the unpronounceable name.
You should be pronounced dead.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
Hey, Sarge, you okay in there?
Get in here, Tony. You're gonna want to see this.
Oh, man.
Isn't this the beast you showed me a picture of? The one who diddled you at the circus as a kid.
That sure could be. Look, I loved that beast until I realized I was being taken advantage of.
Better call the coroner, or should we call a veterinarian?